During the month of May, fresh grouper was hard to come by in Florida. A temporary fishing ban was imposed to restore dwindling stocks. Meanwhile, on the West Coast, fishery managers have decided to close off a large swath of the Pacific to ground fishing, and the story is similar in New England, where fishermen are forced to throw back fish if they catch too much. As regions set up temporary policies to stave off crisis, Congress is negotiating a reauthorization of a 25-year-old fish conservation law. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Pat White didn't put his traps in the water today. The Maine lobsterman was in Washington talking to lawmakers about fishery laws. We caught up with him earlier this week on his cell phone aboard Restless 2, his 35-foot boat. He was in calm waters about a mile offshore.
You come out of the harbor and you just take a deep breath and, you know, nobody's telling me what to do out here, and there's a feeling out here that I feel don't feel anywhere else.
At least that's the way it's been most of White's years on the water. But overfishing is forcing fishery managers to make tough decisions. Walking the length of his boat, White points out an array of onboard electronics, gadgets to monitor the location and density of his potential catch. All these toys mean he can catch a lot more than was possible 40 years ago when he first started out. And this, according to many, is the problem. There are too many high-tech fishermen chasing too few fish. The federal government has intervened, setting catch limits for each species of fish, but it's been up to regional councils to figure out how to abide by the limits. White says this system is just not working. Councils are made up of fishermen with competing interests, and White says everybody wants the other guy to make the tough cuts.
You can't go into it with that attitude. I think, you know, everybody's got to make a concession, and the solution here is going to hurt everybody.
White told lawmakers today that reform of fishery laws need to be much more ambitious. Instead of just tweaking policies, he says overhaul is needed. But views on the water vary widely and often divide along generational lines. While Pat White sees the value of the federal government's attempts to regulate the industry and rebuild stocks, his son Jeffrey, a ground fisherman, says the government, with its flawed way of regulating the industry, is making it very tough to make a living on the water.
I got two letters in the mail when I got home this afternoon. They're both from the National Marine Fisheries Service, United States Department of Commerce. And one of them is to inform me that the spiny dogfish quota has been filled for the year as of July 1st. And the other is to inform me that the haddock trip limit has been suspended for the rest of the year, which means there's no limit.
White says the problem is, when he was fishing yesterday, he caught 3,000 pounds of dogfish and just one haddock, exactly the opposite of what the government says is there.
So that's the biggest problem we have, is that there's this freight train of regulations going on and on, and it's all on data that's just, they'll perfectly publicly admit that they don't have funding to get proper data, but yet it just keeps steamrolling ahead.
The National Marine Fisheries Service acknowledges its regulations are not always based on the most up-to-date information, but the service's director, Bill Hogarth, says on balance, the regulations are slowly helping to rebuild an industry that almost collapsed. Right now, he says, the industry is worth about $32 billion a year.
And we feel like that with the way the fish are being managed and the condition, if we could rebuild these stocks, we could add about 40% more to that.
So Hogarth says it's challenging to balance the competing interests of fishermen and the natural resources they rely on, but he believes any new law coming from Capitol Hill this year can protect both. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.